Fuller this time of year than Andrew Ivins. He works extremely hard. Had a chance to spend a lot of the weekend with him. Very diligent guy. Works, probably uses that elevator as much as anybody, up and down to shoot and to post stuff. And he's got the pulse at University of Miami football, and he joins us this evening. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah,
Two days,
but a lot of great football. And while you were watching that, a lot of your mind was focused on what's happening in Coral Gables and obviously commits, decommits, flips, not flips. Talk about that and what that's been for you, because I know fans listening tonight tuning in especially to hear your wisdom on how things are going, in recruiting with 2 weeks left in the early signing period.
Well, I mean, Miami did pick up a commitment today from Jakari Clark, a three-star offensive lineman out of Georgia. He was one of the kids they had in for an official visit. So really, I mean, this was the first commitment from Miami, I think, man, really dating back to September. So
wow.
I almost kind of forgot how to write a fit story. I mean, I've been writing so many decommit stories. But I just think this maybe is a start of what could be a pretty strong finish for the Hurricanes. You know, I think we're 9 days out from the early signing period, and there's kind of a lot of big fish that are in play. I mean, two of the kids we saw Friday night, they're at Lakeland High, and Keon Zipper, the tight end, and Lloyd Summerall, the defensive end. I mean, that's a Miami-Florida battle down to the stretch. So they're in it with him. They're in it with Chris Vogel, the defensive end we saw at Cardinal Gibbons. That's probably a Miami-Alabama battle. And then there's other guys all around the country. Jaden Hazelwood, the five-star wide receiver. So I know a lot of Miami fans have been disappointed with how kind of the season played out and the recent commitments. But I think there's still reason to be optimistic, about a strong finish here.
Yeah, what gives you that optimism? Because you try to read through the lines, you try to understand, and then today all of a sudden you see Keon and Lloyd in nice Gator uniforms doing the Gator chop. So, you kind of like have to read through some lines. You do it. A lot of people do it. Why is there that optimism?
I can't give away all my secrets.
Give me a couple, anyway.
I think Miami's done a very good job of recruiting Keon and Lloyd Summerall, and I think a lot of people kind of just throughout this whole process have assumed that they're going to end up at Florida. The Gators have traditionally recruited that Lakeland area really well, but, I think Todd Hartley has recruited Keon Zipper harder than anyone else. And the thing that stands out to me is Keon says he wants to go to whatever school is going to get him to the league and develop him. And I think when you look at Miami, their recent track record with tight ends, whether it's David Njoku, Chris Herndon, and, of course, all the other guys like Greg Olsen and Jimmy Graham, I think, if he really truly means that, then Miami would be the spot for him. So I've always thought Miami's in this. It seems like more information is now kind of leaking out that this is really 50-50, and I just want to kind of be like, where's everyone been? I've been saying this the whole time. So,
right.
And you say that optimism. Miami gets the last visit. I think these two kids are very impressionable. I mean, they'll be on campus this weekend with probably 9-10 other elite prospects. So Miami gets that last face-to-face, then things go dead, and then they announce a decision on December 19th, so in 9 days from now. And I think Miami, it's like I said, if someone asked me today, put a percentage on it, I said above 50%. So that means I think they're definitely in it and probably in a little bit better spot than Florida right now.
Yeah, and that's good to hear. Andrew Ivins joining us, 247 Inside the U. I know I watched him the other day while you were doing a lot of the work, and there was a lot of things happening, a lot of visits over the weekend that you wrote about as well. Talk about that and how you feel some of those visits may have, even though it's not the last weekend, it's the next to last weekend.
Right, so this was kind of a little appetizer, I called it, for the big weekend. This is kind of maybe more the long shot type of prospect. The guy committed to other school. Miami didn't really want around their commits. Jakai Clark, the offensive lineman, like I said, they landed him. The two recruitments I'm really kind of monitoring over, or I guess I should say three recruitments over the next couple of weeks would be Kyir Elam, the defensive back at the Benjamin School up in West Palm Beach. Long been considered a Florida-Georgia battle, but Miami's really kind of got themselves in there. I think Mel Tucker, the defensive coordinator at Georgia, leaving, that only helps them. So I think Miami made a huge move there. They got John Dixon, the cornerback over on the West Coast at Tampa Chamberlain. He's a guy who the Hurricanes liked a lot, injured his knee playing basketball, didn't go, elected to kind of rehab the MCL, not go surgery, so there was a lot of questions. But he had a strong senior season. Miami really likes him. I think he's a guy who could be a possible late addition to the class. And then the final one, I'm really interested to see what happens, is Derek Hunter, the defensive lineman from Fort Myers, Dunbar, an interior guy. Miami fans know the name. He was previously committed to the Hurricanes. And I think anything could happen on National Signing Day. He's committed to Florida State now. Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M are there last week. So I think he's one where a lot of schools are going to be sitting around like all of us on next Wednesday, waiting to see what Hattie puts on.
Andrew, you mentioned a lot of battles. I mean, you mentioned one battle between Miami and Florida, but I noticed there's a few between the state schools going on. Anybody that might, you know, I see, like you just mentioned, one FSU. Does Miami have an opportunity? And a lot of people had asked me, there's a couple of kids that have Miami on the list but are kind of like leaning further on for FSU. Any way Miami goes in and maybe makes that last, you know, last ditch effort, as you said, with a good last weekend?
I don't think there's anyone going to be now this weekend on the Florida State commit list. I think in January, Akeem Dent, the five-star cornerback, Miami's really working that one. He's a guy who's good. I mean, Florida State's going to fight for him to sign this next week. If he doesn't sign, I think that's a good news for Miami. Dante Lucas is another kid, the offensive lineman. Obviously, you know him. He was at Miami High, transferred over IMG Academy. Miami got him on campus 2 weeks ago, but they're going to go in home with him at some point this week. A lot of people think Florida State's, you know, I would say he's probably going to stick with Florida State, but hey, you never know. He's been on campus, a kid from down here. So those two and Derek Hunter, those are the ones that Miami seems to be looking to poach.
Good stuff. Andrew, as always, thanks so much. Just keep doing what you do. Tell everybody how they can follow you so they could jump aboard.
You follow me on Twitter, Andrew_Ivins, is IVINS. Then you can find us at miami.247sports.com. Busy week coming up, man.
Yep.
Like, I haven't slept, I feel like.
That's all right. We'll keep you busy. You're doing all that cross training. You should be in shape now. All right, man.
All right,
thanks. Take care. Andrew Ivins, great guy, hard worker, as I said, very accurate, goes places, and that's very important.